Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. Our numero dos of the Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and ew. Phone lines open, 844-326-3663, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. If you want to get at us in that direction, now is a splendiferous time to make that happen. Jump on board. You can text that number. We will read them on the air. You can call that number. We will put you on the air. You can hit me up on the social media at the Rob Brown Show. That is across all the platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, TikTok, whatever, at the Rob Brown Show. You can get at Lonzo on Word on Twitter if you want to come at us in that direction. Lonzo on Word if you want to hit us up on the social media. And of course, as always, if you've got something a little more long format, but you do not want to get on the air to discuss it, no worries. Rob.Brown at thefanupstate.com is the way to make that happen. Rob.Brown at thefanupstate.com if you want to jump on board. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up in this hour of the show. This has obviously been a big week in coaching in college football. We now have 10 programs that have fired their coaches in season. That is the most we have ever seen happen in season in a single season. But on top of having 10 teams open, and oh, by the way, somebody did the mathematology yesterday. $168 million in buyouts have been triggered so far. $168 million in buyouts have been triggered so far this season. That is the total amount of money that is overall owed to college football coaches who aren't college football coaches as of today. But obviously, the discussion at this point is more geared towards the vacancies and the candidates. And right now, every big time job, and I'm talking about three predominantly, LSU, Pennsylvania State, and the University of Florida, they are all in on Lane Kiffin to the point that the talking heads in the game, and I include myself in that group for this discussion, believe that there's about to be a bidding war on Lane Kiffin to get him up out of Oxford, Mississippi. And what I think is fun, and we talked about this with Kurt Cignetti signing a $96 million deal at Indiana. What I think is very fun about this is that in years gone by, while LSU and Ole Miss and Florida, or excuse me, LSU, Penn State, Florida, you would assume that those schools would have zero problems outbidding a school like Ole Miss for the services of one Lane Kiffin, especially if Lane Kiffin, and I'm not saying he is or is not willing to, but especially if Lane Kiffin is willing to say, hey, you guys picked me up as the HC when I was kind of a bit of a pariah in college football. You guys gave me the chance. We're building something here. I'll give you a bit of a hometown discount to stay in Oxford. But if Indiana can come off of $96 million, Ole Miss can come off of $96-plus million. Indiana came off of $96 million and made Kurt Cignetti the third highest paid head coach in college football. Ole Miss can find $98 million and make Lane Kiffin the second highest paid head coach in college football. However, LSU, Florida, Penn State all had the resources to make Lane Kiffin the highest paid head coach in college football. So, again, he said earlier this week, I don't chase money. It's not a money decision for me. Now, I think that's probably a bit of a lie, but maybe it's not the primary decision. Does that, like... Well,
he doesn't chase money, but money chases him.
I mean, sure.
I mean, there you go.
Sure, but like...
I don't have to go to them. They come to me. That's what I got out of that. He is just a little bit arrogant, so...
I can also say, like, money isn't the motivating factor for me. But if I got offered $1 million to work in Albuquerque or $250,000 to work in New York, I'm heading to New Mexico, man. I might hate it while I'm there, but that's where I'm going. So... The point here, though, is while it is expected to be a bidding war between LSU, Florida, and Ole Miss for Lane Kiffin, let's not pretend that Ole Miss is a non-factor in this, right? Especially if there's a hometown discount on the table. And I find that interesting. But I was thinking about that last night. Lane Kiffin is about to become, I think, the highest paid head coach in college football. And a trigger for that was Brian Kelly being relieved of his duties at LSU. And I was thinking about those two guys in comparison and contrast with each other. And I ended up arriving at a thought. I think when you look at Kirby Smart, when you look at Ryan Day, when you look at Dabo Swinney, when you look at, if you want to take it back a little longer, Nick Saban, Urban Meyer, I think when you look at the best coaches in college football, the most successful coaches in college football, and now I would argue when you add Dan Lanning and you add Kurt Cignetti, the highest paid head coaches in college football, I think there is one personality trait that is shared between all of them. And it's not going to be one that you're going to be like, oh, what an astute observation from one Rob Brown. But I do think that while it does not jump off the page, and it's one that you might even look at and go, well, yeah, like, duh, obviously. I think when you put it into perspective about who's getting paid and who is winning right now, maybe it jumps off the page as maybe that's the thing you look at before you look at maybe even accolades from down the line when trying to find a new head coach, which is something that a lot of schools are going to be doing in the very near future. I'm going to get to that coming up later on in this hour, but we got a lot of stuff we got to get to here because you are now less than 53 minutes away from having to get to the office. You've got to get up, get showered, get dressed, eat your breakfast, drink your coffee, get in the car, get through the traffic, make it to work, get to the desk, log in, respond to the passive-aggressive emails with slightly more passive-aggressive emails over your own, and then it is time for the best part of the day, break number one. When you walk down the long hallway, you go to the break room, you stand around the water cooler, and you talk sports with your friends, family, coworkers, supervisors, whoever it is you talk sports with. When you do that, you need to know what's going on so you don't sound like an idiot, right? Yeah. That's why we do this. It is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports with whoever the hell you talk sports with. When you do, this is what you'll be talking about. Allow us to dive right in with item number one. A federal judge yesterday dismissed NASCAR's counterclaim against the two teams, 2311 Racing and Front Row Motorsports, that have sued NASCAR over allegations of antitrust issues. U.S. District Judge Kenneth Bell issued the summary judgment in favor of 2311 Racing and Front Row, dismissing NASCAR's claim that 2311 co-owner Curtis Polk illegally colluded with other teams during negotiations for new charters. 2311, of course, is the team that is partially owned by NBA Hall of Famer Michael Jordan and three-time Daytona 500 winner Denny Hamlin. Polk is Jordan's longtime business manager. He was also part of a four-member negotiating team that worked with NASCAR during two-plus years on the charter agreement signed by 13 of the 15 organizations. The other two, of course, the two involved in the lawsuit. NASCAR argued in its countersuit that a 2023 boycott of the Team Owners Council meeting negatively impacted its media rights negotiations, and that by the 15 organizations unifying for the charter talks, the teams got a better deal than they could have gotten if NASCAR negotiated with the teams separately from each other. Bell found the boycott to be a negotiating tactic, quote, which appeared to have little impact, end quote, because NASCAR started individual negotiations shortly after. Bell also found that 2311 and FRM did not participate in, quote, unreasonable restraint of trade, end quote, because NASCAR's individual meetings with the teams did result in some changes to the charter agreement, and because all the charter agreements would be the same amongst all teams, basically finding that the teams working together in negotiations would be reasonable for the betterment of themselves and every team across NASCAR's table. The quote, the evidence here establishes that not only were individual negotiations available, but NASCAR had such negotiations regularly during the negotiation period, and those individual negotiations achieved concrete results, including the final 2025 charter agreement that was signed by 13 teams acting individually and contrary to the supposed joint agreement. Basically, what the judge is saying here is that while NASCAR has made claims that 2311 and FRM did not negotiate in good faith, and therefore their fight back against the charter agreement as it stands is no good, what the judge basically said is 2311 and Front Row have now provided enough evidence to him to say that that's not true, because NASCAR did negotiate with each team independently, which is not how they argued their case in this lawsuit. Listen, we're a long way from the conclusion of this. And obviously what I am really interested in seeing is what changes are made to the sport and to the charter system moving forward, because the NASCAR season ends this Sunday. And then it is only like 3.5 months until we run the Daytona 500 and kick up the next season. Is this something that can be finished in 3.5 months? Will 2026's NASCAR season be run with a contentious attitude wafting through the air? I don't know. But this is a big moment in the course to figure out what happens between here and the Daytona 500, which we will get to a little bit later on in the show. Let's get to item number two. We had a lot of professional sporting events that took place last night, and we'll jump through some of the scores here. We will start over in Major League Baseball. The World Series ongoing, game four last night in Los Angeles, California. Shohei Ohtani has been ridiculous so far in this World Series. However, Shohei Ohtani took his first postseason loss off the bump last night. 6 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs allowed. Cade Six did give up a 2-run shot to Vladdy Daddy Guerrero Jr., who took him for a pair with a gigantic dong in the third inning. One on, one out at the time. That broke it open. The Dodgers were up 1-0. The Jays stole the lead off the Vladdy Daddy Dong in the third. They would not relent. They would put 4 more up in the seventh inning to make it 6-1. The Dodgers got one back in the bottom of the ninth, but ultimately it ended up being Lewis Varlin, who was on the bump in the ninth, gave up the 1 run, but then was able to get a K and end that inning and end the game. Jays now have the series tied at 2 games apiece. We do have 1 more game in LA. That is tonight. We will have a travel day tomorrow, and then game 6 and 7 Friday and Saturday in Toronto, Canada. For the Jays, 5.1 innings, 4 hits, 1 run allowed, walk 3, Cade 3. Did Shane Bieber, who got the start, he would also be credited with the win. The Jays had 11 hits on the night. Just 2 of them were extra base hits. Clement had a double in the fourth off Ohtani, and then, of course, Guerrero's 2-run shot. Everybody else marching around the bases with singles. Golden Knights, 6-3 losers to, 6-3 winners over the Carolina Hurricanes last night. The Canes now fall to 6-3. They came out of the gate white hot. Did the Hurricanes unfortunately have slowed down with their first back-to-back L's of the season, this time on home ice. They also lost at Dallas 3-2 earlier this week. They had lost just 1 of the previous seven to open up the season, including a five-game win streak to start the 2025 regular season. But as we have mentioned, there are some problems here for the Canes because they're missing a lot of dudes right now. The Carolina Hurricane injury list is remarkably long. Remarkably long. They could have a pretty decent starting five. Keandre Miller, the new addition, big defenseman, was reliant on earlier in the season. He is out with lower body injuries. Jacob Slavin is out with injuries. And last night they lost Shane Gostisbehere as well. They are banged up and beat up, and it cost them the L. Question mark is, how long do these injuries last? The answer is not nothing. How long do these injuries last, and do they impact this team moving forward? We'll find out. 1-0, Charlotte FC takes the home L to New York City FC last night in the MLS playoffs. They are the only home team thus far in the MLS playoffs, which have included the wild card round and almost the entire opening round. They are the only home team to lose in the opening round. Alonso Martinez buried one off the assist 34 minutes into this match. Charlotte FC, plenty of opportunities, could not find the back of the string, so they find themselves in a one-game hole in this best of three. Leg number two will be in New York this Saturday at 3:30. And finally, in item number two, Miami, 144-117 winners over the Hornets last night. Brandon Miller, unavailable, a shoulder injury. He will be re-evaluated today. And look, I said coming into the year, I think Brandon Miller, on a team that has LaMelo Ball, on a team that has Miles Bridges, I think Brandon Miller is the key. I think he's the guy that unlocks the offense. No Brandon Miller, no great offense last night. LaMelo Ball had 20 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds in the game, but it was not enough to carry this team. They get dominated by the Miami Heat. They lost the second quarter 39-26. They lost the fourth quarter 39-29. Just not good. They gave up 30 points in quarters 1, 2, and 4. Gave up 29 in the third quarter of this game. They were down only 3 after the first, but after that it became clear that this was the most disjointed we have seen the Hornets look so far this season. We will find out what the future of Brandon Miller's injury is, hopefully, later on today. Now let's get to item number 3. We won't spend a ton of time on this, mainly because we spent a ton of time on this on the last segment. If you missed it, go back to thefanupstate.com after the show is over. We will post all 4 hours and the entire show, edited for time for your perusal and enjoyment. Talked about this in the last segment, the NCAA delaying a rule change that will allow athletes and athletic department staff members to bet on professional sports. The Division I board voted yesterday to push back the effective date of the sports betting legislative change, moving it from November 1st to November 22nd. They utilized a rarely used rule that allows 30 days for each Division I school to vote to rescind a proposal if it is adopted by less than 75% of the Division I cabinet. Effectively, the original vote did not reach 75% approval. Did reach enough to pass, but did not reach 75% approval. This is a rule, again, not often used, where the NCAA says, okay, time out. We're going to back this up a month. We're going to back this up a month, and during that month, each Division I school can send us a memo that says we do or do not want to rescind this proposal. That is to say, wipe it off as if the proposal never happened. Now, this is interesting to me because there have been many proposals that did not reach the threshold, but they still went through anyway. They didn't hit the point where they were delayed and voted on by each member institution. Greg Sankey sent a note to the NCAA's president, Charlie Baker, this past weekend, expressing concerns about the rule change, effectively saying, we would prefer that for right now, this rule is not passed, and that student athletes and athletic department employees are not allowed to wager on professional sports. And it is 3 days later that it was announced. Yesterday, it was announced that the NCAA said, okay, we are going to hold off on this. We're going to send it to the institutions. I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. I do not have a problem with the NCAA saying, all right, this proposal is not anywhere near consensus. It's not big time. So we will let the member institutions. At the end of the day, the member institutions should have more say than the conferences, if they want it, as far as what happens in the NCAA. My issue is not that. My issue is that nobody cared about this until Greg Sankey said, oh, actually, I have a problem with it. And then all of a sudden the NCAA was like, yo, pump the brakes. Let's find out something else. Nobody had a problem with this until they said, or until Greg Sankey said, I don't want this to go through. And then immediately the NCAA pumped the brakes. If you had, which you shouldn't, but if you had any hesitation about who is college football's most powerful entity, the answer is Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the Southeastern Conference. Tony Petitti's right there with him. Greg's up by about a half a step. But Greg Sankey made one email on Saturday, and that one email effectively completely changed the plans of the NCAA. I don't know what else you need to know. That just is what it is. All right, when we come back, I would like to have two conversations. The first, how did Lane Kiffin go from a guy who a few years ago was a college football pariah? How did Lane Kiffin go from a guy who a few years ago was a joke in the college football landscape to a media darling, a fan favorite, and now the most sought after major head coaching candidate in college football? There is going to be a bidding war around Lane Kiffin that is going to make him the highest paid head coach in college football if he wants it to. But this is the same guy who 4 or 5 years ago was kind of looked at as a joke. How did he get there? I got a couple of thoughts, and then I'm going to transition that to the second conversation I want to have. There is one personality trait that all of the top coaches share, and I don't think we talk about it enough. And we will do that when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Lane Kiffin is maybe the most interesting man in college football right now. And this is a sport that regularly produces some pretty interesting characters. We all know Les Miles and Coach O.
Don't go away, let's go Tigers.
We know these guys. Lane Kiffin, the son obviously of longtime NFL defensive coordinator and legend Monty Kiffin, is maybe the most interesting dude in the game. Got his career starting as an assistant coach at USC. Went on to, at age 31, become the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, the youngest head coach in Raiders history, one of the youngest in all of NFL history. After his time with Oakland, he left the Raiders. He did a little bit of time in media. He went to Tennessee. There were conversations about the fact that he was going to stay at Tennessee forever. And after one season as coach, Kiffin left the Volunteers in 2010 to take the head coaching job at Southern California after Pete Carroll went to Seattle. And there was, and this is not even a joke, rioting in the streets of Knoxville, Tennessee, over wanting to, you know, I assume, hunt down Lane Kiffin and string him up by his toes. After he left there, he went from Tennessee to USC. He went from USC and jumped up to, I don't remember where he went to USC. He went to the Nick Saban House for Rehabilitated Coaches at Alabama. He went to FAU, and then he ended up at Ole Miss. And during all of that time, Lane Kiffin was kind of viewed as a bit of a joke. Because while he got some very high-profile jobs off the rip, including an NFL head coaching job, none of them really worked. Went to USC. It didn't really work. Left Tennessee the way he left Tennessee. And while, honestly, I don't even hold it against Lane Kiffin, the man straight up said, like, that's my dream job. And USC, it's kind of like the head cheerleader. If she asks you out and you reject her in front of the whole school, odds are she's not circling back around to you the next time she breaks up with a boyfriend. You got one crack and you better say yeah. Because if you don't say yeah, she's not asking you again. So he was kind of viewed as a bit of a pariah in college football, a bit of a joke in college football. And yet, here we are. Lane Kiffin got to Ole Miss in 2019. It is now 2025. And Lane Kiffin is now, to me, the most interesting man in college football. He is not only at this point a fan favorite, a media darling, he is also the most highly sought after head coaching candidate in the game right now. LSU has fired Brian Kelly. Penn State fired James Franklin. Florida fired Billy Napier. Those are three of the best jobs in college football. I make the argument that LSU is the best job in college football. I make the argument that Florida and Penn State aren't ridiculously far behind. And those three schools, just as evidenced in the way that they fired their coaches and how quick they were to do so halfway through the season, tells you they're not strapped for cash, homie. Like, they got money. LSU, report out of WDSU New Orleans, it is reported that one guy is paying the majority of Brian Kelly's buyout to get him out of the bayou. Y'all, if one guy is coming off north of $40 million to buy out a head coach, you don't think they got a few more guys that are willing to go in $10, $15, $20 million to get the guy they want next? Penn State, if you believe the report, and I got to be honest, I kind of do, that Adidas, who is taking over as the primary uniform supplier and a huge corporate partner with Penn State, is rumored to be paying the majority of James Franklin's $46 million buyout. You don't think if they got a company paying the buyout that they can't find some dudes in the Nittany Lion Club that'll fork over some cash to get Lane Kiffin if that's who they want? And then there's the University of Florida, who both have a great donor base and a great fan base and also only owed Billy Napier $22 million. So they got money. It is going to be a bidding war between those three schools for Lane Kiffin. And the interesting thing about it to me is that after Kurt Cignetti signed a $96 million contract with Indiana, everybody's acting as if Ole Miss isn't a player in this as well. Do I think Ole Miss has LSU money, Florida money, Penn State money? I absolutely don't in terms of what we got in the bank right now. But do I think that Ole Miss has got at least a couple of rich, famous boosters that might look and go, this is our one chance. Like, this is our chance to jump ourselves from second or third tier SEC team up to the top of the Southeastern Conference. We got one shot at this. And if I got one shot at this, now's the time I'm going all in. I'm turning in my stock options. I'm handing them to Ole Miss, and I'm saying, do what you got to do to keep Lane Kiffin. And if Indiana is able to come up with $96 million for Kurt Cignetti over 8 years, Ole Miss can come up with $97 million for Lane Kiffin over 8 years. They just can do that. So, why is this happening? Why is Lane Kiffin, a guy that was a joke, a guy that was a member of the Nick Saban Home for Rehabilitated Coaches just a few years ago, a guy that was coaching at Florida, one of the universities in the middle of the state, FAU, FIU, I don't even remember anymore. How is that guy about to become the most highly paid head coach in college football? Well, number one, you win. Ole Miss is winning. Ole Miss is well on their way at this point to the very first playoff in the history of that school. And I think they are going to get there. Ole Miss is currently a one-loss football team. The one loss that they have right now was to Georgia, who is the, at the time, number nine team in the country, now rising back up in the top 10. Ole Miss is 4-1, a slip from either Alabama or Texas A&M would put Ole Miss at least in a spot of contention for the SEC championship game at this point. Ole Miss has left ahead of them South Carolina, the Citadel, Florida, and Mississippi State. Y'all, there's not a loss in there for Ole Miss. If there is, it's going to be a shocking upset. I mean, there's not a loss in there in as much as, like, there's no losses for anybody, right? But, like, college football has upsets. If any team remaining, including SU, Gamecocks, I'm sorry, this Saturday at 11 or at 7 p.m., if any team beats Ole Miss, it will be a definitive biggest story of the weekend upset over the Runnin' Rebels. Lane Kiffin may not make it to the ACC title game because I also look at A&M and Alabama, and I'm looking at Texas A&M with a schedule left ahead of them. That's Mizzou, South Carolina, Samford, and Texas. Maybe the Texas game's weird because it's a rivalry. I mean, Mizzou is a good team. They just lost to Vandy. And then I look at Alabama, who has left ahead of them. Unranked LSU, Oklahoma, who just got beat by Ole Miss, Eastern Illinois, and an Auburn team that I think has given up. There's probably not a loss between A&M and Alabama. But if there is, Ole Miss is right there in the mix. They would still need a little help because Georgia holds the tiebreaker. But the point is, Ole Miss is going to the playoffs this year. If not as an SEC champion or runner-up, as an at-large team. Because the SEC is getting probably 6 of the 12 spots this year. So, you win, and you go in. And if you win, even if it is to get to the playoffs, you are going to be noticed. Kurt Cignetti in Indiana, $96 million. But, I think there's one more reason. And while winning is still the most important thing, I think there is another quality that Lane Kiffin has that he actually shares with the biggest names in college football. I'm talking Ryan Day, Kirby Smart, Dabo Swinney. You want to take it back to the old school because I'm an old cool, old fool who's so cool. Nick Saban, Urban Meyer. There is one quality they all share. And I think Lane Kiffin took a little while to develop it, to sharpen it, to get to the point where it's a positive, not a negative, because for some people this quality can be a negative. But I think he got there. And I think this one personality trait, it's not going to shock you, but I think when I lay it out, you're going to go, damn, Rob Brown's got a point. We'll talk about that when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Last segment, we talked about Lane Kiffin. I firmly believe that Lane Kiffin is about to become the highest paid head coach in college football right now. And I don't think he'll stay there long. Florida, LSU, Penn State, one of those will make him that, or Ole Miss maybe, but one of them will make him the highest paid head coach in college football. And then, as the pool of potential candidates at huge name schools shrinks by one big name, in order to outbid for whoever becomes the next big name up, one of those guys will likely take that title from Lane Kiffin very quickly. But I do think Lane Kiffin is the first domino that will fall. So, the question that I asked was, how did Lane Kiffin go from a guy that just a few years ago, after things going tragically wrong in, at the time, Oakland with the Raiders, after the way that he left Tennessee, after leaving USC and going to Nick Saban's home for rehabilitating coaches, how did Lane Kiffin go from a guy who was kind of a joke in college football to a media darling and a fan favorite? My answer is very simple. And it is one that I think most of you are going to go, Rob. But I also think it is something that matters. And you know, Rob Brown, sometimes I like to make sports deeper than they are. I also think that this is a bit of a potential life lesson for a lot of you out there. Can I tell you what I think is the signature? Aside from winning, like you do have to win. But there's something else to it. If I was to name right now the highest paid head coaches, and you know, maybe I could change the name and say most successful, but obviously I think those things are to some degree in sync with each other, right? The more successful, the higher you are up on the pay rate. Check out the names of the highest paid head coaches in college football right now. Kirby Smart, number one, $13 million approximately per year. We don't know the exacts, and obviously there's a lot of incentive money that can be added, a lot of endorsement money, both locally and nationally, that can be added, whatever. But just base salary, Kirby Smart, $13 mil. Ryan Day, 12.5. Kurt Cignetti, after his new contract, 11.6. Lincoln Riley at USC, 11.5. Dabo Sweeney, 11.2. Steve Sarkisian, 10.8. Dan Lanning, 10.4. Kalen DeBoer, 10.25. Brian Kelly, 10.175. Bill Belichick, 10.1. Those are the highest paid head coaches in college football right now. With a couple of exceptions, and I'll specifically point out two on this list. Do you know what all of them have in common, in my opinion? They are all authentically who they are. There is no question mark about who this person really is. And for some of them, they're just an a-hole. And for some of them, they're friendly, cheery guys. And for some of them, they are somewhere in the middle. But they're all 100% authentically who they are. And I think that is now a requirement to be successful in college football. Let me play you an answer that kind of triggered this thought for me from Lane Kiffin. Lane, in his press conference earlier this week, after they knocked off the Oklahoma Boomer Sooners, was in a press conference, and a reporter asked a question. And I would like to let you listen to Lane's answer, and then his answer, and then his answer to that question. I love it. I love it. I love it. That is, it comes across to a lot of people, I think, as almost kind of petty, right? Like, my man started digging through history right there.
I don't know. That's a budding rivalry now. Not really. But, I mean...
It's not
A one-sided rivalry.
Maybe so. I mean, they just beat the crap out of him. But the point here is, Lane Kiffin started with just a simple, that's an interesting take. That's a hot take. And then, as it spun in the old wheelhouse for Lane Kiffin, I think he kind of got to the point where he realized, yeah, I can't let this go. Now, I want you to think back to the last handful of games for Ole Miss. I go back to last week, Oklahoma. Lane Kiffin said, as he is chirping to a sideline reporter during the postgame interview, yeah, they're real quiet now. I don't hear a lot of talk now. And then we found out it was because one player on Oklahoma's defense, according to Lane Kiffin, multiple times ran up to him during the game and was like, you can't score on us. You can't score on us. And then they did that a lot. And Lane Kiffin straight up said, while the kid came over to dap him up to his face, yeah, this kid right here was telling me a bunch we can't score on him. I don't hear him talking a bunch right now. And then I want to take you back to the run-up to the LSU game. That is a rivalry game. It's not one of the biggest and the best, but it is a long-time, long-standing rivalry game. Will Weeks, starting star linebacker for LSU, started dating Lane Kiffin's daughter. Now, I will say, Lane, surprisingly cool football dad, right? Because I think he could have said a lot and done a lot and whatever and been a traditional Southern pops who kind of lays the law down. You want to date my daughter? Whatever. Lane was pretty cool about the whole thing. And in the process of that, when Ole Miss beat the absolute dog snot up out of LSU, Lane Kiffin had jokes for Will Weeks after the game. He's like, yeah, man. Like, you know, Will Weeks was puking during the game. We ran up a little up-tempo. That we wouldn't have done otherwise. I wanted to put it, like, it's fun. Lane Kiffin is authentically Lane Kiffin. And in that answer, responding to Brent Venables' take that we had the better team, even though we lost the game, you could hear the gears starting to crank up in on Lane Kiffin because it started with a pretty traditional coach answer, which is going to be like, all right, that's an interesting take, but like, I don't agree and we won the game. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all that matters. We're on to the next one. Not Lane.
But you notice he started out pointing out that Venables was a defensive guy. Before he went into all that, that's one of the first things he pointed out, is that he's a defensive guy.
Did that, pointed out, and like I said, did that, and then dug back into history for all the spots that he has beat Brent Venables in different roles and was like, did he have the better team then? Did he have the better team when I was at Alabama and we beat him? Did he have the better team here and there? That's just Lane Kiffin being like, this is what it is. Authenticity, I think, is the most important thing that a coach can have. And I think there's a few reasons for that. The first is, and the most important one, exactly what Keegan just said in the chat on our live stream, facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, TheFanUpstate on YouTube, on Twitter, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. I think it's a strong recruiting tool, players like the moxie and the big personality. And look, yes. Yes, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be the big personality, right? Because I think there are a lot of coaches that are very successful, but they're not like big. Here's Kirby Smart. Kirby Smart's not a big personality, right? Like, he's not a boisterous dude, but he is authentically, I'm just a business football guy. Nick Saban was not, during his time as a coach, he was loud and he was aggressive, but he wasn't like a... When he was out on the trail, it wasn't like a big personality. He's just a dude that walked in and was like, look, here's what I want done. Here's how I want it done. Here's what I want it done. And if you show up and you do what I want, when I want, how I want, you're going to win one of these rings that I'm wearing seven of. And that's a great recruiting pitch for a guy like Lane Kiffin. If Lane Kiffin showed up at my house and knocked on the door and was like, yo, I want to come hang out and have a couple of brewskis, come on in, Joey Freshwater. Let's party, man. That's a guy that resonates with me. And when I look at the rest of the highest paid head coaches, Kirby Smart, again, not a big boisterous personality, but just authentically, I just care about football. Down two. If you're one of the 97 players that gets caught doing 100 and a 25, I'll find a way to help you get off the hook as long as you help me win football games. Ryan Day. We all found out this year Ryan Day has at least one nipple ring. I promise you, there is not a person in America that has a nipple ring that is an inauthentic character.
I'm not defending. It's unconfirmed.
It's not. You can see it.
It's unconfirmed.
Sorry. It's not. Lonzo, it is 100,000% okay that your coach has nipple rings. There's nothing wrong with that.
By the way, I don't care.
Authentically.
But he hasn't come out and said, yes, I do.
I don't need him to. We saw it. He got sweaty. We saw it, man. It's kind of like the situation. No, I'm not even going to go down that path. We saw it, all right? So, all of that being said, there's not a person in America that has a nipple ring that's not authentically themselves. I want you to think about everyone that you know that is confirmed nipple ring guy or gal.
That person's
authentic.
As far as I know, I don't know anyone.
As far as you know. I bet Odie has one. And he just doesn't want to let it rip.
Wow,
yet.
Why'd you? Yeah, I bet he does.
I'm gonna check in with him. I bet he does.
Should I text him?
And do you know anybody less authentic than or more authentic than
Should I text him and
ask
him?
Yeah, I kind of want you to now. But
hey,
maybe
Cole has one.
Maybe Cole does. No, I don't know if Cole does. That might be a little out the wheelhouse. But maybe he does. I can't confirm he doesn't.
Diesel, maybe.
I can see Diesel with a bar. All right. Okay. But the point is
that what they're calling a bar?
I mean, there's bars, there's hoops, there's rain, there's all styles. It's like an ear piercing. You can get all sorts of shapes.
I know a lot about this.
I mean, listen. I may or may not have one point in my distant past dated a young lady who had nipple rings. And I'm just going to say.
Did she wear like chaps and stuff too?
No. If you would have met this girl.
You accessorize. What kind of clothing?
If you would have met this girl in the day-to-day, she was very sweet, but she was authentically a character all the time. And that's it. Kurt Cignetti. Is there a college football coach in America right now that is more authentically him than Kurt? I win. Google me Cignetti. There's not. Lincoln Riley is maybe the first guy I could debate here. But think about not USC Lincoln Riley. Think about Oklahoma Lincoln Riley when he was winning and everybody knew he was on his way to becoming one of the highest paid head coaches in college football, whether he stayed at Oklahoma or left. Dude was just kind of like, he's just a guy, just one of the guys. Dabo Swinney. Some people like him for it, some people don't. But at the end of the day, Dabo Swinney is maybe the most authentically himself person in college football. Steve Sarkisian, I put in that boat. Dan Lanning at Oregon. You watch any Dan Lanning postgame pressers? That guy's fun. He's not like super funny, but like he's just got these moments where you're like, I like this guy a lot. Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. Kalen DeBoer showed up, and despite every Alabama fan saying, we want you to be Nick Saban again, Kalen DeBoer's like, that's not me, and I'm not going to be that guy. What's Alabama doing right now? They've lost one game in week one. They've kicked everybody's ass since then, and they're on the way. Authentic. Now we get to the two guys at the bottom of the list. Brian Kelly. Is there anybody in college football less authentic than Brian Kelly? Fambly! From the second, we knew that guy was inauthentic when he was at Notre Dame, but from the second he showed up at LSU, a decision I was like, LSU, you're going to hate this decision. It's going to bite you in the ass one day. Turns out biting him in the ass was 4 days or 3 days ago on Sunday. But when Brian Kelly showed up, the first words we heard out of his mouth at that LSU basketball game when they introduced him was, I can't wait to be part of the LSU family. Buddy, that's not how you talk. You've been on our TV for 5 years now. That is not how we talk, my guy. Inauthentic as hell. It never changed. There's not an LSU player that played for Brian Kelly that has defended Brian Kelly yet. Not one. I'm going to play some audio here in a few minutes that proves that to you. Not one. And Bill Belichick. Now, Hoodie was, I think, authentically himself when he was at New England. But this new version of North Carolina Bill Belichick ain't it. It's not the same guy. And North Carolina's paying $10.1 million for a guy who hadn't won a conference game yet at North Carolina. Granted, it's only 1 year, going to take some time, big roster turnover, yada, yada, yada.
You almost had one last week.
Yeah, and against a good team. But, like, they're not anywhere close to it yet. I look at the top handful of coaches in college football, and they all have one thing in common, which is, specifically the championship caliber coaches, they are all 1,000% authentically themselves. Now, I would like to point out, some people, being authentically themselves is not good because some people would be labeled as a hole. And we don't like those people. But here's the thing. If you're that guy and you win, it's okay. Nick Saban was kind of a hole when he coached at Alabama. But there are people who gravitate to that. Tom Coughlin, when he was with the Giants, was just known for being a friggin' drill instructor. But he had some good runs because some guys gravitate to that. And that's okay. being that guy out in the everyday general, like day-to-day public, not always a great thing. But in college football, whether you're being an a-hole or whether you're just like the most loosey-goosey fun guy in the world, being authentic is a requirement. Doesn't guarantee you that you're going to win, but it's a requirement. And right now, think about the summer of Lane, dude. The guy just took over everything this season in college football and is, again, about to become the single highest paid head coach in college football. And I think it is because he took the old Joey Freshwater, kind of a butthole, but like borderline funny. And now he's just funny. Now he's just a funny guy. He's not mean. He's not a jerk. He's just a funny guy. And he's kicking most everybody's ass. Like, that's why. Authentically yourself is the way to succeed as a head coach of college football. And I don't think there is one right now more authentically themselves than Dabo Swinney and Lane Kiffin. And I think that's why they're getting paid. All right, we'll talk more about this coming up. I got some audio bites for you in the next segment. We'll get to some NFL talk and more. Texter said, pretty sure Liberob has had a belly button ring. No, I haven't, because it would look like a trailer hitch. And nobody wants to see that, buddy. I will say,
I don't understand that.
Why, a belly button ring?
No, why would it look like a trailer hitch?
Because I am fat, is the predominant. Not as fat.
Anyone looking at you wearing that killer T-shirt would not think that you're fat.
That's a good shirt, right? I will tell you this, Lonzo, and I'm not promising that this won't happen by the end of the year. I've come dangerously close now twice to getting the ears punched a couple of times. Like, I'm tiptoeing up to the line of being a pierced ear, bro.
Gauges. I don't get.
Nah, that's not my style.
Once you do that, there's no going back.
I am debating between, do I go with like a classic diamond stud, or do I go like a little black hoop, like a pirate style kind of deal.
Yeah, I think you do that. Go with the 80s. Let something hang down.
I might rock the David Bowie lightning bolt on one ear. Yeah, that might be the play. I don't know. My identity crisis rolls on, people, is what I'm pointing out here.
You should be authentically you.
You should too. While you do the sports flash.
Yeah, this is me trying not to cough. Toronto has tied up the World Series at 2 games apiece with a 6-2 win over Los Angeles in Game 4. Shane Bieber went 5.1 innings with 4 hits and 1 run allowed, outdoing Shohei Ohtani 6 innings with 6 hits and 4 runs surrendered. Toronto's offense racked up 11 hits, including Vladimir Guerrero's 7th postseason home run. Charlotte FC dropped the opener of their best-of-3 series against New York City's FC, falling 1-0 at home. Alonso Martinez netted the match's lone goal in the 34th minute. The second game is Saturday and at 3:30 in New York. Charlotte Hornets are now 22-2 after a 144-117 blowout loss to the Miami Heat. All 5 starters scored in double digits for the Hornets. Charlotte was missing Brandon Miller, whose shoulder injury will be evaluated today. Hour number 3 of the Rob Brown Show coming up.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.